A defining day in the war on terrorism, the words of Attorney General John Ashcroft today as he announced charges against six alleged supporters of al-Qaeda. Three were arrested in Portland, Oregon, one in Detroit, and two remain at large overseas. According to the government, the group plotted to send members to Afghanistan to fight for the Taliban after last year's terrorist attacks. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Attorney General Ashcroft hailed the arrests as a textbook example of cooperation between government agencies from the FBI to the Drug Enforcement Administration.
Earlier today, agents of the Portland and Detroit Joint Terrorism Task Forces arrested suspected terrorist cell members charged with engaging in a conspiracy to join al-Qaeda and to join Taliban forces fighting against the United States and allied soldiers in Afghanistan.
According to Ashcroft, the plot was hatched in the Portland area. Officials there had worked over the past year to track down the group of six. The charge is that in the summer of 2001, before the 9/11 attacks, they began physical training to prepare to fight a jihad. But they waited until the U.S. offensive in Afghanistan was already underway before they left the U.S. Assistant U.S. Attorney Charles Groder spoke in Portland.
Five of those individuals left the country. One stayed behind and wire transferred money to support them while they were overseas.
In October of 2001, while the war in Afghanistan raged, members of the group bought airline tickets for Hong Kong and left the U.S. one by one. The indictment charges that one defendant, Habis Abdullah Al-Soub, prepared for his trip by discarding personal items. He threw out a bag containing a canceled Jordanian passport and a document titled A Martyr's Will. Throughout the month of October, a defendant named October Lewis wired the men money via Western Union. But as the month wore on, Ashcroft said the group's efforts appeared to fall apart.
On November 2, 2001, Battle told his ex-wife and alleged co-conspirator October Lewis that the group had encountered difficulties crossing the border of China into Afghanistan.
The indictment contains few details about just what the men did while overseas, but no evidence is provided that they ever made it to Afghanistan. Before the men ever fired a shot for the Taliban, they gave up their quest.
According to the indictment, three of the defendants, Battle, Ford, and Muhammad Bilal, returned to the United States in late 2001 and early 2002.
While the group may not have engaged in combat overseas, they did get in a little target practice before they left. Charles Bryan of the Skamania County Police in Washington State says one of his sheriffs came upon a group of men firing weapons in a gravel pit.
A neighbor had heard noise of gunfire. A deputy was dispatched by himself. Then encountered these individuals, which started, I guess, connecting the dots. That was the first dot.
Attorney General Ashcroft referred to the defendants as a terror cell, but there's no indication they plotted to harm Americans in this country. Nevertheless, their efforts to join the Taliban could get them life in prison if convicted on all counts. Ashcroft said these arrests and those in Lackawanna, New York, show the progress the Justice Department is making, coming as they do on the same day that John Walker Lind is sentenced, also for traveling to Afghanistan to fight for the Taliban, and that shoe bomber Richard Reed pleaded guilty in Boston. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.